Today's audio devotional was made possible thanks to the generous efforts and support of Belfield Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can find this podcast and many others like it at devocast.com. Thanks for listening. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Psalm 51:17. Father, I have sinned against you. Holy Shepherd, I have strayed from you like a lost lamb. I have wandered after the desires of my own sinful heart. I have done what I should not have done. I have also not done what I should have done. Restore me, I pray, for I am lost without you. Point my compass back to you, for in you alone do I find my home. I ask this through the blood and sacrifice of the Lamb of God. Amen. Jesus is my Master, and I trust wholly in him who raised Jesus from the dead to accomplish his purposes in me. The lesson is from the book of 1 Chronicles.
Chapter 7. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. 4. The sons of Tola, Uzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their fathers' houses, namely of Tola, mighty warriors of their generations, their number in the days of David being 22,600. The son of Uzi, Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishua, all five of them were chief men, and along with them, by their generations, according to their fathers' houses, were units of the army for war, 36,000, for they had many wives and sons. Their kinsmen belonging to all the clans of Issachar were in all 87,000 mighty warriors enrolled by genealogy. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, and Jediel, 3. The sons of Bela, Ezbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Eri, 5. Heads of fathers' houses, mighty warriors. And their enrollment by genealogies was 22,034. The sons of Becher, Zemariah, Joash, Eleazar, Elonai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Ananoth, and Alameth. All these were the sons of Becher. And their enrollment by genealogies, according to their generations, as heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, was 20,200. The sons of Jediel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Chenonah, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ashshahar. All these were the sons of Jediel, according to the heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, 17,200 able to go to war. And Shupiam and Hupiam were sons of Hushim the son of Aher. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Guni, Jazer, and Shalom, the descendants of Bilhal. The sons of Manasseh, Asriel, whom his Aramean concubine bore, she bore Machir, the father of Gilead. And Machir took a wife for Hupiam and for Shupiam. The names of his sister was Maka, and the name of the second was Zelophed. And Zelophed had daughters. And Maka, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh. And the name of his brother was Sheresh. And his sons were Ulam and Rakem. The son of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, son of Manasseh. And his sister Hamolecheth bore Ishhad, Abiezer, and Maulal. The sons of Shemada were Ahan, Shechem, Lehi, and Anain. The sons of Ephraim, Shuthela, and Bered his son, Tahath his son, Elida his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, Shuthela his son, and Ezer and Iliad, whom the men of Gath, who were born in the land killed because they came down to raid their livestock. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. And Ephraim went in to his wife, and she conceived and bore a son. And she called his name Beriah, because disaster had befallen his house. His daughter was Sherah, who built both lower and upper Beth Horon and Uzen Sherah. Repha was his son, Resheph his son, Tela his son, Tahan his son, Laden his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Joshua his son. Their possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and to the east Nahron, and to the west Gezer and its towns, Shechem and its towns, and Aiyah and its towns, also in possession of the Manassites, Beth Shean and its towns, Tanakh and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these lived the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah, Heber and Malchiel, who fathered Birzeth. Heber fathered Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet, Pashash, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These are the sons of Japhlet. The sons of Shemir, his brother, Roga, Jehubah, and Aram. The sons of Helam, his brother, Zophah, Imnah, Shelish, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Shua, Harnefer, Shual, Beri, Imra, Bezer, Had, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Bera. The sons of Jether, Jephuna, Pishpa, and Ara. The sons of Ula, Ara, Haniel, and Rizia. All these were men of Asher, heads of their fathers' houses, approved mighty warriors, chiefs of the princes. Their number enrolled by genealogies for service and war was 26,000 men. Chapter 8. Benjamin fathered Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Arhara the third, Nohath the fourth, and Raphtha the fifth. And Bela had sons, Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abshua, Naaman, Ahoa, Jera, Shephuphan, and Harham. These are the sons of Ehud. They were heads of fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Geba, and they were carried into exile to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, that is, Heglam, who fathered Uzzah and Ahuhud. And Shahariam fathered sons in the country of Moab after he had sent away Husham and Bara, his wives. He fathered sons by Hodesh, his wife, Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, and Malcolm, Jeuz, Shakia, and Miriam. These were his sons, heads of fathers' houses. He also fathered sons by Husham, Abitub, and Elpaal. The sons of Elpaal, Ebner, Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its towns, and Beriah, and Shema. They were the heads of fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who caused the inhabitants of Gath to flee, and Ahio, Ashka, and Jeremoth, Zebedah, Arad, Adir, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were sons of Beriah. Zebadiah, Meshulam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmerai, Izliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elphalal. Jachim, Zichir, Zabidi, Eline, Zilathe, Elil, Hadaiah, Berahiah, and Zimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Athotijah, Ifda, and Penuel were the sons of Shashak. Shamshirei, Shirahiah, and Athala, Jareshiah, Elijah, and Zikri were the sons of Jeraham. These were the heads of fathers' houses, according to their generations, chief men. These lived in Jerusalem. Jeriel, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon, and the name of his wife was Maacah. His firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Shechor, and Mikoloth. He fathered Shemaiah. Now these also lived opposite their kinsmen in Jerusalem, with their kinsmen. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish of Saul, Saul of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abidab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal. And Meribbaal was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Cheriah, and Ahaz. Ahaz fathered Jeodath, and Jeodath fathered Elameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri fathered Moza. Moza fathered Bani. Rapha was his son, Elisha his son, Azel his son. Azel had 6 sons, and these are their names: Azrikah, Bocheru, Ishmael, Sherai, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Aziel, the sons of Eshek his brother, Ulam his firstborn, Jehush the second, and Eliphelet the third. The sons of Ulam were men who were mighty warriors, bowmen, having many sons and grandsons, 150. All these were Benjaminites. Chapter 9. So all Israel was recorded in genealogies, and these are written in the book of the kings of Israel. And Judah was taken into exile in Babylon because of their breach of faith. Now the first to dwell again in their possessions in their cities were Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the temple servants. And some of the people of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh lived in Jerusalem. Uthai, the son of Ammihud, son of Omri, son of Imri, son of Benai, from the sons of Perez, the son of Judah. And of the Shilonites, Isaiah, the firstborn, and his sons. Of the sons of Zerah, Jehul, and their kinsmen, 690. Of the Benjaminites, Zalul, the son of Meshulam, son of Hodavah, son of Hashunah, Imniah, the son of Jeroham, Elah, the son of Uzi, son of Mikri, and Meshulam, the son of Shephatiah, son of Reuel, son of Ibnijah, and their kinsmen according to their generations, 950 sits. All these were heads of fathers' houses according to their fathers' houses. Of the priests, Jedidiah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, and Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, son of Meshulam, son of Zadok, son of Merihoath, son of Ahitub, the chief officer of the house of God, and Adariah, the son of Jeroham, son of Pashur, son of Malichiah, and Maaseiah, son of Adiel, son of Jashera, son of Meshulam, son of Meshulmith, son of Immer, beside their kinsmen, heads of their father's houses, 1,760, mighty men for their work of the service of the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, son of Azricam, son of Hashabiah, son of the sons of Merai, and Bakbakar, Haresh, Galel, and Matinal, the son of Micah, son of Zikri, son of Asaph, and Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, son of Galal, son of Jeduthun, and Barachai, the son of Asa, son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Naphtophatites. The gatekeepers were Shalom, Akub, Talman, Ahiman, and their kinsmen. Shalom was the chief, until they were in the king's gate on the east side as gatekeepers of the camps of the Levites. Shalom, the son of Korah, son of Ebisaph, son of Korah, and his kinsmen were of his father's house, the Korahites, were in charge of the work of the service, keepers of the thresholds of the tent, as their fathers had been in charge of the camp of the Lord, keepers of the entrance. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was the chief officer over them in time past. The Lord was with him. Zechariah, the son of Meshemiah, was gatekeeper at the entrance of the tent of meeting. All these who were chosen as gatekeepers at the thresholds were 212. They were enrolled by genealogies in their villages. David and Samuel, the seer, established him there in their office of trust. So they and their sons were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, that is, the house of the tent, as guards. The gatekeepers were on the four sides, east, west, north, and south. And their kinsmen who were in their villages were obligated to come, and every 7 days in turn to be with these. For the four chief gatekeepers, who were Levites, were entrusted to be over the chambers and the treasures of the house of God. And they lodged around the house of God, for on them lay the duty of watching, and they had charge of opening it every morning. Some of them had charge of the utensils of service, for they were required to count them when they were brought in and taken out. Others of them were appointed over the furniture and over all the holy utensils, also over the fine flour, the wine, the oil, the incense, and the spices. Others of the sons of the priest prepared the mixing of the spices, and Mathatiah, one of the Levites, the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, was entrusted with making the flat cakes. And some of their kinsmen of the Kohathites had charge of the showbread to prepare it every Sabbath. Now these, the singers, the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites, were in the chambers of the temple free from other service, for they were on duty day and night. These were heads of fathers' houses of the Levites, according to their generations, leaders. They lived in Jerusalem. In Gibeon lived the father of Gibeon, Jael, and the name of his wife was Maacah, and his firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth was the father of Shemim. And these also lived opposite their kinsmen in Jerusalem with their kinsmen. Ner fathered Kish. Kish fathered Saul. Saul fathered Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal fathered Micah. The sons of Micah, Pithon, Melech, Chariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz fathered Jara, and Jara fathered Alameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri fathered Mosa, and Mosa fathered Bani, and Rapha was his son. Elisha his son, Azel his son. Azel had 6 sons, and their names were Azrikam, Bocheru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.
Meditate and dwell on what you're paying attention to in God's Word. How has it connected with your heart or mind? O God, you are the author of peace and lover of harmony. Knowing you determines my eternal life, and in your service is perfect freedom. Defend me, your humble servant, from all of the assaults of my enemies. I trust in you alone for my defense, so that I will not fear the power of any of my adversaries. Through the might of Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. O Lord, my heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought me to the beginning of this day. Defend me today with your almighty power, and grant that I not fall into any sin or run into any kind of danger. Instead, grant that all my actions be ordered by your governance, to do always what is righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone works great marvels, send down on the clergy, church leadership, and all congregations committed to their charge, the healthful spirit of your grace, that they might all truly please you, pour out on them the continual dew of your blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honor of my advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. God of plenty, thank you for feeding my body and keeping me alive. Thank you also for Jesus, my living bread, who nourishes me spiritually. With you, there is always more than enough, for you are a generous God. So help me to trust in your abundance so that I can give extravagantly, as you have given. Lord, give harmony and peace to me and to all who dwell on the earth, just as you did to your people when they reverently called upon you in faith and truth, that I might be faithful to your call, while I render obedience to your almighty and most excellent name, and to my rulers and governors on this earth. Almighty God, you have given me grace at this time to make my common supplication to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son to send your Holy Spirit. Fulfill now, O Lord, my desires and petitions as may be best for me, granting me in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Pray to God freely about what has moved you today. Turn your thoughts to Him and enjoy His presence. We offer the following as prayer topic suggestions. For missionaries near and far. For those who work in retail. Thank you for listening to DevoCast.